This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sales of personal computers are about as bad right now as they've ever been, dropping by double-digit percentages this quarter. You know what's not dropping, though? Supercomputer demand, those huge banks of processors that help do research into things like nuclear reactions and climate change. But supercomputing is not just for governments and big businesses. Smaller companies are seeking out the fastest computers in the world as well, looking for help, in some cases, with things as basic as trucks. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Mike Henderson knows trucks. He's president of a company called Smart Truck, and he had a problem.
Trucks are fairly un-aerodynamic devices. Half the fuel that they burn goes to defeating aerodynamic drag.
Henderson had to make his semi-trailers more fuel-efficient to comply with California law, and fast. Trouble was, calculating airflow is crazy complicated.
It would take over a week to do a single calculation.
And he'd need to do hundreds of calculations. So Henderson did what an increasing number of businesses are doing. He managed to get access to a supercomputer.
Well, we have the most powerful computer in the world for open science. It's called Titan.
Susie Titchener is with the federal government's Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Titan is a $100 million supercomputer nearly the size of a football field.
And it clocks in at about 27 petaflops, which is the equivalent of about 27 quadrillion operations or calculations a second.
FYI, a quadrillion is a million billion.
It's a big boy.
Labs and businesses, even small businesses like Henderson's, can apply to use Titan. It's free if they make some of their results public. Henderson was able to test prototype trucks that existed only inside the computer before he went to the trouble of making real parts. He saw air movements that would have been invisible in, say, a wind tunnel.
It probably got us to market 6 months to a year faster than we would have been had we not used it.
In the end, Henderson says he improved trucks' fuel efficiency by 14% by adding special airfoils. Titchener says other businesses have been banging down the door for a crack at Titan.
We've definitely seen a growth in the number of companies that are applying because modeling and simulation allows you to accelerate the research and development process dramatically.
That includes auto companies, which would rather not build 100 different cars just to crash them all. Insurance companies modeling how fires spread. Biotech companies, too. Not only have firms been applying to use government supercomputers, they've been buying up their own.
The market has been growing at a rate that we have never seen before.
Earl Joseph is with international market research company IDC, which has been tracking the computer industry for two decades. He says a medium-sized supercomputer costs $10 million, but they've been selling like hotcakes, even through the recession.
Supercomputers, the large ones, grew 65% in 2009 alone. And last year, sales grew another 29%. You're not seeing those growths in any other sector right now.
There's a few reasons supercomputers are now a $5.5 billion industry. Barry Boulding is with supercomputer producer Cray, which made Titan. Demand for Cray's computers has increased fivefold over the past 5 years.
The questions, the problems that users are looking to solve are becoming more and more complex.
Computers have become faster as well by incorporating processors developed for the gaming industry. Earl Joseph with IDC says the next milestone in supercomputing will be something he calls an exascale machine, 1,000 times faster than Titan.
The biggest problem right now, though, is the electrical bill on them, is that to build that big of a computer, you almost need a nuclear power plant right next to it.
He says somebody will probably figure a way around that as governments and companies alike run a supercharged race to build computers that are ever more super. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.